The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
And welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. We are all about inspiring and educating you on adoption. Many of you have been touched by adoption. If you have, or if you know someone who has been touched by adoption, you'd like to share our show, you can send them or go to our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. That's youradoptionfinancecoach.com. We've had over 500,000 listeners on our show since we started, and I always talk about what a privilege it is to do this show each week. You know, one of the biggest boundaries or barriers to adoption is the high cost of adoption. We all know that, and so many people really leave their dream of adoption behind because of the money. Well, that is where we come in. Our services on youradoptionfinancecoach.com, we can help you coach you through that process and connect you with some valuable resources. In addition to all of the adoption agencies that utilize our services as affiliates, I often tell my listeners that adoption has brought so much joy to our family, and I want to do all I can to help you bring your family together forever. So if adoption is a choice for you, reach out to us or one of our affiliate agencies, and we can help you put those financial pieces together. So it's September. I can't believe it. School is back for most of you. We spent a great deal of our August episodes talking about KidSave International and their Summer Miracles program. 31 children from Colombia visiting the United States and host families seeking their forever families. I loved having them with us. They are still sponsoring our show, but I want to do a special call out because many of those children went back to Colombia, but we're hopeful that most of those children were able to find their forever family while they were here staying with host families. I want to encourage you that if you missed any of those shows, you can go back and listen to them. But also, we're still making appeals for families. And if you want to contact the KidSave folks, you can reach them at 888-KIDSAVE. That's 888-KID, K-I-D, SAVE, S-A-V-E. So today we are joined, I'm really thrilled to have this person with us, author, speaker, and trainer, Sherry Eldridge, who has been in the field of adoption. In 2010, Sherry received the Congressional Angel in Adoption Award from Congressman Dan Burton of Indiana. Sherry has authored 5 books, 20 Things Adoptive Parents Need to Succeed, Under His Wings, Beauty from Ashes, 12 Steps for Adopted Teens, and 20 Things Adopted Kids Wish Their Parents Knew. I want to get that list from you today, by the way, Sherry. The last one, 20 Things. But I will go buy your book and read it, but I would like to get a little bit of a short list. Maybe it's the first top 5 things. Many of you know that I have my daughter. She is from China, and she's 8 years old and going to third grade. So I think I'm going to need to know that information really quickly. Sherry is a frequent keynote speaker at adoption conventions, retreats, and intensives for adoption and foster care professionals. She's married with 2 daughters and 6 grandchildren. Welcome, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for being with us. And yeah. some of your story with us, and I want to just jump right in, because your own background. Okay. How did you arrive on this road? It seems like you do a lot of adoption advocacy. Tell us a little bit about your story of how you got here.
Well, I guess I first got on the road when I was born, because I was adopted at 10 days of age. And so that started my journey, even though I, at that point in time, or even when I was little or a teenager, I didn't realize that adoption was any big thing, any big deal. But yeah, it's been a lifelong journey, as you know, a wonderful journey, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah. So did you, just a question, you said it wasn't a really big deal. When you were adopted, were your parents open about the adoption? Did you know your birth mom? Did you, you know, your biological parents, I'm sorry, did you know them? Was it pretty obvious, or did your parents talk about it as you were growing up?
Well, that's a good question. I think my, Kelly, I think my parents were quite progressive for 1945.
Yeah.
My grandmother was the one who placed me into their arms, and so I think they were more ahead of the times, and they did share with me about my birth mother, and, you know, just silly phrases about my birth father, like, if you want to really be rich, you should look for him. And as I've shared that story over the years, people have said to me, well, I was told that story too. So, you know, a lot of the things, parents were not taught like they are today about open adoption. Everything was secret. And, you know, my parents probably believed, like all adoptive parents did at that point, that it would, you know, be upsetting for me or harmful to me if they brought it up. And so they told me once, and that was about it.
Oh, really? And did you have questions? Were they open to questions, or no? That was pretty much the way it was going to be, and you needed to figure that out on your own.
Well, you know, Kelly didn't have questions until I hit my early 20s, when Bob and I were married and had our kids. That's when I began to wake up and think about the, you know, the other family out there, the birth mother who, you know, as I sat in the OBGYN's office, you know, expecting our second daughter, thinking, I wonder if my birth mother thought about the way I developed in her womb, you know, like the heartbeats at so many weeks and stuff like that. And so I began to wake up then, and the curiosity just built over my 20s and 30s when I began searching on my own for my birth mother.
And did you find her? Was there a result of that?
I did find her. I found her. I hired a nice little lady that loved adoptees from Michigan, which is where I was born. And within 2 days, she had me in touch with my mother.
Oh, my gosh. That's remarkable. Yes. And so was there a reunion moment for you? And at that point, is she still living? Do you still have a relationship with her? Did you get an opportunity to build a relationship with her?
Well, there was a reunion via phone, which was wonderful. The physical reunion was 2 weeks later. She lived in Idaho, and I live in Indiana. So my husband and I flew out there, and what started out as a fairy tale reunion ended in her announcing to me, I don't want any more contact. And so after 2 years of trying to reconcile with her, I decided my girl step as an adoptee was to say goodbye without guilt,
which
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that had to have been very, very hard for you. So it sounds like that this really brought you around, or I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how did you then become an adoption advocate and begin to write all of these books about adoption?
Well, it was during that time that I went back to college and started, you know, taking some writing classes, and this is really important for me, I met my first fellow adoptee friend, Jody, and we used to sit in a little tea room here in Indianapolis and just talk adoption, tell the shop closed, they had to kick us out. And so that's how it began, and we saw what a wonderful gift it is to have a fellow adoptee friend, that we wanted all adoptees to feel this way, to have that connection. And so we started a nonprofit called Jewel Among Jewels Adoption Network and began publishing a hard copy newsletter, which, you know, multiply. I mean, there was a great need for it because it was from a biblical point of view, adoption from a biblical point of view, and people were hungry for it. Our readership went up 500% in the first year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was really exciting, but it started with that friendship that was so precious.
Right, right. Are you still friends with Jody today?
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
She lives in Florida now, but yeah, we're still on Facebook and all that. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you created this nonprofit organization. You started publishing and doing newsletters about adoption. But it sounds like that there was that you have always been a writer, or that you've always had an interest in writing. Is that true?
No, I haven't. I didn't dream I would ever end up as an author.
Oh my gosh.
In high school, I couldn't read a book all the way through. My mother told me I had a low IQ. I mean, those are the kind of things I grew up with. So I never dreamed that I would be an author. But, you know, going through and working through my own adoption issues and recording them and journaling them, I began to, you know, express myself through words. It's kind of, when I was a little girl, I used to love to paint. And that's kind of how I think, paint pictures. And I think that, you know, what I've learned to do now is paint pictures with words so that people can understand. So I don't know if that makes sense or not.
No, it does. And it's so interesting because we're all such different learners, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And it really is not a measure of intelligence or, you know, IQ or any of that. But we're all just so different in terms of our learning style. And so it's wonderful, I think, that you have found this way. Writing a book to me seems like just the most gargantuan task, I have to tell you. And so I find it fascinating that, you know, you've written you've authored five books, and writing wasn't just this, you know, this enormous passion for you. So for me, from my perspective, I see that and I'm like, oh my gosh, how could anybody write five books and not consider themselves, you know, a writer or have a passion for that from the very beginning?
Yeah, I really believe it's a gift that I was given.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have a favorite book?
I do.
Will you share? Which one is it?
Well, I love my children's book, Forever Fingerprints, which is going to be republished by Jessica Kingsley Publishers this fall. It's a brand new edition of Forever Fingerprints. And that is my favorite book because the adoptee heart longs for connection, a physical connection with the birth family as well as the adoptive family, the mom and dad, or mom, or whatever, single parent. And, you know, a lot of times, I mean, your daughter's from China, so how is that going to happen, Kelly? How is she going to have that need met?
Yeah. Scares me to death.
Well,
how am I going to create that for her? Right.
Well, that's where the story of Forever Fingerprints comes in, because her fingerprints are, nobody else in the world has them like hers. And they were made while she was in her birth mother's womb. And they never change. They never change, even though the rest of us bags and sags and everything else. She'll always have her fingerprints. And so the story is about this little girl who learns about her fingerprints. And she, you know, was missing her birth mom. And so she would learn to just put her fingertips up by her lips and kiss them when she missed her mom.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah, there's a way that physically we adoptees who don't know our history can feel close, because that is a biological genetic tie to our birth mothers and fathers.
Yeah.
Isn't
well, Sherry, I've got to stop you there because we have to take a break.
Okay.
But I don't want to lose that thought, because it's just really wonderful what you're saying. So I'm going to take a quick break. We are going to come right back with Sherry Eldridge, who is an author and speaker, and we'll talk more about your books. Stay with us.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, Your Adoption Coach Radio, here today talking with Sherry Eldridge, who is an author, speaker, and trainer, and also a recipient of the Congressional Angel in Adoption Award. Love hearing about her books, and she's talking about some of the books that she has written, Sherry's own personal story of being adopted herself in 1945, and how just the progress of her life and finding her own birth mom, finding an adoptee, fellow adoptee friend, has really drawn her to this path. So before we bring Sherry back in, I do want to do a call out to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoptions, America's Christian Credit Union, Embraced by Grace, and our newest sponsor, KidSave International. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, it's an affordable way to connect with adoptive parents, professionals, and others touched by adoption. You can go to our website at www.youradoptionfinancecoach.com. That's youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Sherry, I love hearing about this story, Forever Fingerprints. Apparently, we didn't get all of your books that you... one of the things that I want to do is I want to be sure to send people to your website, which is sherryeldridge.com. And Sherry is spelled S-H-E-R-R-I-E. And there's two E's there, right? So it's Sherry, and then the last name is Eldridge, Eldridge.com. You can go to our website to get follow-up information after the show. But the other thing you could do is if you're interested in seeing all of Sherry's titles, you can go to Amazon.com and just search for her name. and all of her titles will come up. So we were talking about Forever Fingerprints. I had asked you what was your favorite book, and you said Forever Fingerprints. And how remarkable. I have to tell you that so often I think about what how we'll draw those pictures, how we'll connect the dots, I guess is the best way to say this, for my own daughter, but then how we allow other people to understand how to connect those dots for their own children. What a lovely concept of Forever Fingerprints. And so before we took the break, you were talking a little bit about how she would, in the story, she would kiss her finger whenever she thought about her birth mom. I love that notion. That's wonderful.
And also for people of faith, Kelly, it's a connection to the Creator God. You know, I mean, He created our fingerprints in our birth mother's womb. So it's, you know, it connects everybody. It just comes full circle.
Right, right. So when we were talking earlier a little bit about your books, you had mentioned that you have a few workbooks. So the difference between the books, obviously, but the 20 Things Adoptive Parents Need to Succeed, did I hear you say that that's a bestseller?
Well, it is, but the first one, 20 Things Adopted Kids Wish Their Adoptive Parents Knew, is the bestseller.
Yes.
And I'm hoping, you know, the last one, 20 Things Adoptive Parents Need to Succeed, will be fast on its heels because it's pure encouragement for adoptive parents.
Right, right. But then you also have some workbooks, don't you? So this 12 Steps for Adopted Teens, I hear you say that that's a workbook?
Yes, and that will be on my site. We're still working on that, getting those up. Also, Beauty for Ashes is for the adoption triad. If you want to have, you know, birth parents, adoptive parents, and adoptees all come together to talk, then that would be an ideal workbook for them.
Oh, that's wonderful. So when you're putting these workbooks together, Sherry, and when you're doing, I mean, the adoption triad, bringing that adoption triad together, do you work with or have you worked with in the past any social workers or any folks to help you understand that sort of psychological understanding of that meeting? Or how do you do the research for these workbooks?
Well, I read a lot. I read a lot, you know, when I was constructing and writing these. I still do, but so I researched and, you know, wrote my own stuff, ran all adoptee groups here to get, you know, real raw, fresh feelings from adoptees, and also an online group. We have an online all adoptee group called the Adoptee Boot Camp. And we use Under His Wings workbook, and adoptees freely share. It's a safe place where they can freely share their feelings. So it's a combination, I guess, Kelly, of living it, of, you know, leading groups, of, you know, networking with other people. When we did the newsletter, we had a board of, you know, distinguished adoption professionals. And so it's just been a combination of things.
Right. It's very practical. It sounds like it all comes from very practical experience by virtue of you bringing these people together. So you mentioned you have an all adoptee boot camp. Is that ongoing? Tell us a little bit about that. And you said it's for adoptees, right?
Yes, it's for adoptees ages 9 and upward, although the people on that are only like teens or adults. But we use the book Under His Wings workbook, which the folks will see when they go to my author page. And it's a way to identify, we give like 9 different indicators that will show that you have ungrieved loss in your heart that needs to be worked through before you can really heal and be well and whole. And then it gives about 6 different behaviors or beliefs that indicate you've come through that. I call it a rite of passage, you know, all the anger and the depression and all that stuff. You've come through that and you can take responsibility for your emotions and your actions and so on. And so it's a very practical book. It's a very safe place for adoptees of all ages to come and share. And even if, you know, I mean, when we're really hurting, we don't even want to talk. But, you know, to hear another adoptee's voice saying the same thing that I feel, then it's validating. Mm-hmm. And adoptees realize, you know, I'm not weird. Other adoptees have these feelings and struggles just like me. It's also based on the life of Moses, who lived in biblical times, and he blew it just like we did. I mean, he killed a guy. He went to the backside of the desert. He had no self-esteem. All those things are brought up in this material.
Uh-huh. And you're doing all of this online? Are you doing all of this on the internet?
Yep.
Okay. That's fascinating
to me.
The
Yahoo group.
Yeah, that you would be able to do that on the internet and folks would be able to connect. It's a wonderful way to use social media and internet. I'm really impressed.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's really great. So is it ongoing all the time or do you have various different sessions and then you stop and you start up again? The word boot camp indicates that maybe it might be like a 4-week session or something, or is it ongoing?
Well, it was ongoing, but the interest started to dwindle a little bit, so we're going to take a little bit of a break and start up, in a month or two. But it has been ongoing, and Beth Willis Miller has been leading it, doing a beautiful job. But it's, I've seen, like, let me give you an example. One person in the all adoptee group could not even look at you when you talked. I mean, she was so ashamed of the fact that she was adopted. Nobody knew. After she went through the adoptee book and made friends with fellow adoptees, she has become an advocate on television for open birth records. She's now gone on to Anderson College to get her degree in counseling to help other adoptees. I mean, it's just so exciting to see lives change like that.
Right. That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
And so you also offer free workbooks and study guides on adoption-related topics on your website. Is that true? Are these all for prospective? Who are they for? Who's the audience? So is it just prospective adoptive parents or anyone in the triad?
The Beauty for Ashes is for anybody in the triad. The teen book is just for teens. We also have a Spanish edition of Under His Wings, and that's a whole story in itself that you would not believe.
Don't tease me.
But that's available for download on the internet free. Let's see, what other ones are there? I think that's about it.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So can you, you said a story that you would not believe. So you have to now tell us because obviously it's a story that you would not believe. We've got about 2 minutes. So.
I don't know if I get it in 2 minutes.
How did that come about?
Huh?
How did that come about?
Well, an adoptive mother who adopted from Mexico felt so sorry for the orphans that were left behind as she worked through this Under His Wings with her children. And so she found a woman in Guadalajara to translate. And so she spent like 200 hours translating this workbook into Spanish. She gave it to her husband to proofread, and he was not a Christian at the time. And by the time he was done, he had become a Christian.
Oh, that's a special story, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. So the point is that you have these various different workbooks available for all, just all different types of folks who are interested. Great. So if you want to go to Sherry's website, it's Sherry, Sherrie, Eldridge, Eldridge.com. You can see a lot of different sections that she offers, an aspiring authors program. She offers free workbooks, an all adoptee boot camp, a number of different things. And if you're interested in going to Amazon.com, you can do a search for Sherry and you can find a listing of her books that she has authored. So again, I'm speaking with Sherry Eldridge, who is an author, speaker, and trainer, and received the Congressional Angel in Adoption Award. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. So you're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
So thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison. This is Your Adoption Coach Radio on voiceamerica.com. I've coached families through the adoption process and helped to navigate the sometimes bumpy waters of the adoption road. One of the biggest hurdles, of course, is raising money, and that's where our coaching and raising finances can really help. If you're interested and you would like to be connected to one of our trusted partners, our adoption agencies who utilize our program, you can go to our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com to find a list of them under Kelly's Friends. You can also go to either of the websites, Adoption and Beyond, Beacon House Adoptions, EACI, A Step Ahead, New Beginnings, and A Baby Step Adoption. We are adding adoption agencies every day. And if you are an adoption agency or adoption professional, just really curious about how to talk to your families about the whole money question, please do reach out to us. We'd be happy to tell you about our services, or go to our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. So we are back. We're visiting with author Sherry Eldridge. You can learn more about Sherry and her books by going to her website at Sherry Eldridge. It's really Eldridge, isn't it, Sherry? SherryEldridge.com, excuse me.
Yeah.
And it's E-L-D-R-I-D-G-E. So the spelling of that would be important. You could also search for her on Amazon.com to get a list. So I'm really impressed because I've had a couple of folks on our show who have been Angel in Adoption Awards from the Congressional Angel in Adoption Award Program. This program is really sponsored by Congress people. It's the Congress, Congressional, that's what it is, the Congressional program. And so you were sponsored, or you were nominated by a congressman. I can't remember what his name was.
Dan Burton of Indiana.
So tell us, that was in 2010, so that wasn't very long ago. Tell us about that. What were you nominated for, and how was that experience?
Well, I believe I was nominated because of my work in the field of adoption. I'm kind of an archaic person now in the field of adoption. And, I started in 1994. So I was nominated and got it. And so my husband and I went to Washington, D.C. And, of course, it was absolutely wonderful, you know, a big gala and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess what blew me away, Kelly, was that, you know, here I was born, you know, underweight. I was a failure to thrive baby, wouldn't eat when I was adopted, was whisked away from my birth mother after birth. She didn't know if I was a boy or a girl. And I was put into a incubator for 10 days, not touched or whatever, and named Baby X.
And oh, my gosh.
And to think that, you know, this unplanned, from a human standpoint, life would be called an angel in adoption just kind of blew me away. I mean,
wow.
I never, you know, my first name was Baby X, and then to be told that I'm an angel in adoption was pretty mind-boggling.
Yes, yes. What an amazing story. That's just amazing. So you walked into this gala, and this is, I've seen pictures of this. I've never been. One day I do hope to go. But you walked into this, to this room and this gala, and it was all there for you. That must have just been an overwhelming experience.
It was. It was wonderful. It was, you know, in the Reagan building, I believe, the big gala was, and a friend of mine, Bren Wolf, and her husband were there from Journey to Me, and it was just a really neat experience. But I think, you know, the inner part for me, you know, having been the Baby X and all that, was just made it terribly thrilling, you know,
right,
for me to go through that. Yeah.
So are wonderful. So are there plans for you? Do you reflect that story, the Baby X story, Sherry? Do you reflect that or talk about that in any of your work, in any of your books?
I do. I do on my blog, and I will be rewriting and repackaging 20 life transforming choices adoptees need to make. It will come out in 2015, and it really is kind of my life story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be released by Jessica Kingsley Publishing from England, and they're going to redo it, and, you know, I'll be updating everything in it. So, yes, I will have an opportunity to write about that and share it.
Right, right. And so you've talked a lot about updating your books and
uh-huh.
putting your books together and those kinds of things. So it sounds like you're kind of going back and revisiting them. Are they going to be published and then also available, for example, are your books available on online that you could download them on Kindles and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
The Forever Fingerprints will come out this fall. It will be Kindle, ebook, whatever people can do. I would encourage you, though, to get the hard copy, because that's like a keepsake book. I mean, they use it
right.
even in hospitals, and they put the fingerprints of the little newborn on the inside of the cover, and the birth mother and the adoptive parents. So it can be used for that, and it's being used in at Parker Hospital in Denver for their family-to-family program, and, you know.
So what would you say? I'm a mother of an 8-year-old, and
mm-hmm.
So when is this book age appropriate to?
Oh, it'd be perfect for her, Kelly.
Would it? Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be perfect. And
right.
I encourage parents, too. Like, we do a lot of fingerprinting activities. You know, like, I'll go out and do a book reading, and then the kids will do fingerprinting activities. And, by the way, that sheet, the craft sheet, is going to be free on my site. But, you've probably got a life book for your daughter, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and so do one every year. Do a fingerprint picture every year and have her write what she's thinking and draw what she's thinking about adoption, then when she gets to be a teenager, you can look back and think, oh my goodness, look how she's grown and look where she, you know, develop this understanding and so on. I think that would be a really fun project for parents.
Oh, that is, yes. That's a wonderful idea. I have done every year a calendar, and then I also have, and then I also will every like 3 or 4 years, I'll group the calendar and I'll do a book for her. So I did a book for her when she was coming home from China. So it's kind of like her journey home and then arriving home, and then another book for her. So she has a lot of picture books, and she really loves us. I'm sure a lot of adoptive families find that these children cannot get enough of their story. They just cannot get enough of their story.
Yeah.
I mean, would you agree with that? I mean, I just think that
that's
remarkable.
Absolutely. It's like when we find out one little thing.
Yeah. Tell me again. Tell me the story again, Mom. You know, they're constantly wanting to hear that story because they're wanting to connect and wanting to make that real for them, I think.
Adoptees love to hear it.
The fingerprint book, I think, and that fingerprint craft idea, I think is a really good idea. So again, if you're interested in that, you can go to Sherry's website and take a look at that and download that. So one of the things that I want to just ask you before we take this next break, and that is you've been a speaker. Gosh, Sherry, you know how to do it. You've been a speaker at a lot of different conferences.
Would, so Kelly.
I'm jealous. American Adoption Congress, Target Corporation Adoption Network. I didn't even know about that one. That's pretty amazing. Denver Heritage Camps, Tapestry Adoption, Foster Care Ministry, and CBN Asia. Just can you tell us highlights about that? Just what an amazing experience that must have been for you.
Oh, it has been just amazing. Mm-hmm. To pinch myself once in a while. The Beijing or the CBN Asia, I got to talk in front of about the first book in front of college professors, government workers, and orphanage supervisors. And I was told to not mention the word adoption. What they said in the pre-planning. Don't say the word adoption. And so I had a translator, you know, beside me, and I guess I mentioned the word adoption, and the woman came up and said, "You can't say that." And so,
oh my goodness!
Yeah, I just had to pray and ask God to give me the words, you know, to say. And come to find out, it was a very political issue in China at that time, and the orphanage workers and the government workers were kind of at odds with one another, thinking that, you know, they could do a better job of taking care of the children than the other one could. So anyway, that came out at the end, and they asked me which one did I think would be better, and I said, why not both?
Oh,
you know, I mean, why can't we have both?
Right.
We need lots of love.
Yeah, just stop it. Just work together.
Absolutely.
So, tell me about, what is the Target Corporation Adoption Network? Is Target an adoption-friendly corporation?
Well, it was. When I went there, the president was an adoptive father.
Okay.
And so I was invited to speak at their lunch group. They have an adoption group that meets at lunchtime. And that was a real honor to go there and to share my story and speak with them. Yeah, that was very cool. In Thailand, I spoke, and then I got to go to an HIV/AIDS orphanage and, you know, learn how they teach the little orphans how to grieve the loss of their buddies. And it was really quite an experience.
Yeah. Well, I hope and I know at some point you're going to chronicle all of this and write it down as an experience for you. And again, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back. But I'm with Sherry Eldridge, who is the author, speaker, and trainer, and has also received the Congressional Angel of Adoption Award. Information about Sherry and her books can be found on Amazon.com. to find some of her books, some wonderful experiences that she has shared with us, but also an adoption advocate in bringing adoptees, anyone in the adoption triad together to help heal and become advocates themselves. So again, you're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio, a call out for our sponsors, America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, Embraced by Grace, and KidSave International. You can go to our host webpage, voiceamerica.com. Click on those banners, check out their services. Thanks for staying with us. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300 or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back for our final segment with Sherry Eldridge, author, speaker, and trainer in the field of adoption. Her website is sherryeldridge.com. That's sherryeldridge.com. Sherry has been a speaker at the American Adoption Congress, Target Corporation Adoption Network, CBN Asia, has been just a number of different experiences and sharing her own personal story as an adoptee herself. Some of the books that she has written, one of them, which is a bestseller, 20 Things Adopted Kids Wish Their Adoptive Parents Knew. And gosh, what does my daughter wish? What are some things that my daughter wishes? You know, you try and get into those little brains every once in a while. So counsel me, Sherry. What does she want me to know?
Well, this is from an adoptee point of view and just one adoptee. I'm not speaking to all adoptees, okay? But one thing would be to know that she has hidden losses. that are deep down in her heart. You know, when she lost her first family, she wants so badly to not disappoint you or to think that she does, you to think that she doesn't love you or appreciate everything about you. But there are hidden losses there that need to be healed. Excuse me. The second one is to know how to enter her world, you know, to make the birth family a welcome topic, because if parents don't have open and welcoming conversation about the birth family, then the child will think there must be something wrong with me. There'll be hidden shame because I came from them, and they must be bad because they never talk about them, and so I'm bad. So
can I just ask about that? Because sometimes you don't know about them. I mean, mm-hmm. I have no idea. I have no clue. I have a little bit of information that that the orphanage gave us in terms of a picture that's like the size of a stamp. Mm-hmm. And we know where her found place is. So in that circumstance, and there, I'm sure there's thousands of other people like me. How do you start that conversation? We're very open about talking about her,
sure,
parents in China.
Yeah.
But entering her world, that's like that would be very foreign for me. I'm not sure how.
Well, I don't think it's as hard as you might think, Kelly. Because take her on a treasure hunt. And ask her, you know, I'm sure she has black, shiny, beautiful hair, right? And where, you know, let's go on a treasure hunt together, honey. Let's, mm-hmm. you know, what are your strengths? What do you love to do? What sports do you love to do? What are you good at? What kind of food do you like? What color is your hair, your eyes, your skin? All those are gifts from your birth parents. Every single one of them. And so the adoptee that has no birth history shouldn't despair, you know, that I have nothing to go on, because there is a lot to go on. And that's another thing that the Forever Fingerprints brings out, you know, the gifts from the birth parents. But, you know, just that little stamp thing that you're talking about, that would be so precious to your daughter. And I'm sure she has seen it and you've, you know, maximized it, whatever. But any little thing, whether it be, like you said, the place where she was dropped off by a mother who probably loved her and wanted her to be in a safe place, you know, all those details make adrenaline just pump through our veins.
Oh,
and,
wow.
We love every detail that you can give us.
That's great. So two things that you've given us, hidden losses and her need not to, or the child's need not to disappoint you as the parent. I mm-hmm. can tell you that is very true. My daughter does not want to disappoint us. She gets very hurt when she disappoints us. That is very, very true for her. The second one is entering her world and being open mm-hmm. about her treasures. And what a great way to say that, taking her on a treasure hunt, talking about how beautiful she is and her traits. So any others you can think of?
Yeah. Another one is we as adoptees need to be taught that we have special needs that result from adoption loss, and that we need not be ashamed of them, that they can be springboards for growth, for creativity, for pushing the limits, you know. And people think, now, what would be a special need of an adoptee? Well, we tend to look at life through a lens of rejection, an unanswered phone call, unanswered email, text isn't answered, a text message. And in our natural state, we'll see that as rejection. Mm-hmm. I still, as a grown woman, Kelly, have to fight this all the time within myself, you know, and not reading rejection into everything. But it's not hopeless, you know. I mean, we adoptees can come through that, and once we understand it, we need to make a choice, is that, you know, and say, that person is not rejecting me. They're probably busy. They haven't responded or whatever. But that is a real big special need. Another one is, you know, I'm afraid you'll just leave me forever.
Oh, yeah.
that when I say goodbye to you, that you're going to be gone forever, like my birth mother was. And so birthdays can, or saying goodbye can be really hard.
Right. My daughter will literally, and I've got about 2 minutes, I'm going to have to move into something else here, but just to share, my daughter will literally, I'll be in another room, and she will walk in and say, I just want to be with you. She's a very, very connected child, very wants to be a part of us. And so inviting, I think, our children with us all the time and helping them to understand that we will never go away. We will just never go away. We're always going to be here. So five wonderful things from a long list of 20 things. And these, Sherry has been sharing with us the short list of from her book of 20 things adopted kids wish their parents knew, a best-selling book. And again, you can go on Amazon.com to learn about the full list, 20 things. But her short list was hidden losses, not to disappoint us, entering their world, being open about it, and the special needs that adoptees have in terms of not being ashamed and looking at life from a lens of rejection, and then just being afraid that you will leave them. So all very touching, wonderful. And Sherry, I can't thank you enough. What a wonderful opportunity that you have given us today to learn more about the adoption triad, but also your amazing work. And that award was well placed with you, and congratulations on that, and congratulations on all your good work that you bring to us. I hope that you'll continue to bring this work to us. So again, SherryEldridge.com is her website. Please go visit her on her site, and I'm sure that there are some resources and training and books that Sherry can share with you. So before
thank you, Kelly.
Yes, thank you. Before we go today, we're going to read our financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union, today's adoption financing tip. Get a card that's accepted worldwide. In some cases, if you're planning to travel, which most international adoption prospective families are, it's a good idea to notify your financial institution that you'll be using your card in other states or countries. Some banks will automatically block cards used in places not normally frequented as an attempt to curb fraudulent behavior. Something to keep in mind. America's Christian Credit Union is here to provide financial resources to Christians, including adoption loans. You can visit them at americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. I want to thank you, Sherry, for being with us today. What a great show. If you like the show, or if you have a suggestion or a story you'd like to share, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com or visit us on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Thanks again for joining us. Tune in next week, same time, same place. In the meantime, have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.